The following podcast contains adult themes and language.
Hey guys, I'm here.
Tanner,
what the shit?
What? Huh?
Why are you here?
It's Tanner Thursday.
We haven't done that in months.
Who are you?
Oh. Hit the music. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of Tanner After Dark here on the Tannerzilla 1980 Tanner Network. I'm your host, Mr. 100 Tanners. Down at the end of the table is JT, Jesse Tanner. Next to him is Tanneria, Wolf, Lindsay Tanner Gong.
He stumbled over that a little too much.
Well, I feel like he was trying to go with your sailor name,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he changed his mind afterward.
How about Lindsay Wolf Tanner?
Wolf Tanner.
I like Tanner Gong.
I also like Tanner Gong.
Tanner Gong.
Because Tanner Gong makes me sound like it's like a gong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you hit it and it goes Tanner.
Yeah.
And we got little Tanny. A little Tanny down at the end of the table.
My life is over.
Jesse broke himself. Jesse machine broke.
It's Tanner. His reaction to it is consistently breaking because I feel like he's trying so hard not to laugh really hard.
And the man himself this week.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that name in forever.
You haven't been on it forever. We looked at it. It's the last time you were on the show with us, at least on Tanner Thursday, September 29th.
Yeah.
And I think you were on a show other than that, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. It's been a long time, but you had a baby.
I did.
You got a new job.
I did.
You're a busy man.
I am super busy.
And you're just in time back for us to talk about Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yay. That's just what I wanted to do.
Also want to point out that it's been a very busy week for Podzilla 1985, and it's been a very successful one. Jesse, why are you still laughing?
Something different, actually, okay. Now.
You're still laughing at poor Tanner.
My eyes are watering from trying not to laugh so loud.
That's why. I'm doing sound check while we're on the air. We did Nerd Up.
We'll do it live.
What's that?
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
You're the one that said not to cuss tonight, and you dropped the first
bomb.
I don't
give a damn. I'm tired.
Can you give me your best, Bill O'Reilly?
That's the best I could do. I'm low
energy. Lindsay, you want to try it?
I'm low energy right now.
No.
Well, do it live!
Ew.
Fuck it!
I apologize to everyone that was listening to that because I'm right beside him and my ear hurt.
What a lot of people,
so I can only imagine it going through the speakers.
What a lot of people don't know is that I'm a very quiet person generally. But I am. I'm very soft-spoken, I think.
Yeah, me too.
Brash beside. Yeah, Mandy and I are very similar. But when we yell... And when we cuss, it's amazing.
I don't cuss.
Shit. That's why you're on this show.
She's a saint.
What the
fuck? Well, damn it. She broke it
I'm
already.
I'm a motherfucking angel.
I'm exhausted. Are you exhausted? Is anyone else exhausted?
I'm pretty tired.
I'm tired.
Jesse, are you exhausted?
I'm actually doing all right now. Like, oddly enough. But after this weekend, I'm sure I will be.
Oh, yeah.
The prep for Comic-Con has been ridiculous. We got, probably 1,000 games, well, not 1,000 games, a couple hundred. Stickered them all, put them all in the cases, and, got them set up for Cape Comic Con this weekend, which not only will we be at Gaming Grounds / Podzilla 1985, but also, Sly Ducky Creations.
Yep.
Which is Lindsay's organization, also Podzilla 1985.
Aww.
We'll be at the vendor's room. We'll be selling stuff all day. Mandy's going to be there helping out with that.
True that. I'll be everywhere.
Tanner's going to be there.
Real.
Well, maybe. Sorry. Billy's going to be there. If you're a Podzilla 1985 fan and you want to see the Billy Wolfert for the first time.
King of the Peanut Gallery.
He's only been on one show.
It's true.
And that was your show.
It was.
And that was the show you botched.
Was it?
That was the, mm-hmm. That's the one with the audio problem.
Yeah, the audio problem in the intro.
Yeah, that we didn't pick up on.
Yeah.
But you can see Billy live. At Cape Comic Con at the Osage Center starting tomorrow. Well, and also, Jesse will be there.
I will.
Running the video game tournament with our good friend Pat Kennedy.
Yes.
Man, do you know Pat Kennedy?
Whoa. He has my last name. I should meet this guy.
Nah, you're better off.
I feel like you've known him since you were very, very young.
Since the birth of me?
Does he like you? does Pat like you?
I think.
Do you like Pat?
Yeah.
Lindsay, do you like your brother?
Yeah.
Does he like you?
I think so.
Allie's got it in her head that Calvin hates her, and Calvin does her no favors by constantly ragging on her.
My brother definitely likes me. He's picked up my son like
twice. Yeah, but how big of a gap do they have?
Well, let's be fair. Does he like you or does he like your son?
Yeah, it's true. I gotta bring that shit up.
How many years do you and Pat have?
Pretty much five. I mean, sometimes it's
four.
See,
that's the difference. I got a 7-year gap with Wesley.
Well, pretty similar around each other though. The closest I have, my stepbrother is, or he would be a stepbrother, right?
Yeah.
Do you share any?
Or half.
It'd be a half parent.
Half brother. Yeah. I'm very tired. My half brother and I are like 10 years apart, 11 years apart. Dang. It's much, much bigger.
Yeah. No, I know my brother likes me.
That's good. We all like you. Except Tanner. Happy 420, by the way.
Yeah, neighbors.
You got 420s in your wallet?
I don't have a single 20 in my wallet. The people above us have smoked out this store.
They're celebrating. Dang.
Everybody
hard.
That's come in has asked about the marijuana smell. And by the way, it has been the absolute shittiest day at Gaming Grounds.
I heard there were lots of trash birds.
Just the whitest trash has come in today. And I'm not trying to make fun of them because obviously we value our customers. I really do. But I reserve the right to say when they're kind of trashy. Just like they reserve the right to say that I'm too muscular, that my hair is too nice, that I'm too charming. Like, I will take that criticism in stride. I will deal with that. Or if they say, Jesse, your beard smells too good. Or if they say, Tanner, your ponytail is basically what Dalton wanted. No, I can't make fun of Dalton on the show anymore. Sorry.
Whoa, keep going. I want to hear this.
So say your hair is what Dalton wanted, but because he's not manly enough, he couldn't get it.
Yeah, take that, Dalton.
That's what we need to do. Knock Dalton down a few levels. Yeah. Like, well, God hasn't already done that.
I've not been on since September. I have catching up to do.
We love Dalton.
As though, like, everybody hasn't been knocking down Dalton in the group chat. Like,
right.
Well, that's because that's no girls allowed. Tanner,
that's fine, but I'm still not knocking him down.
I petitioned for the two of you both to be.
He really did. Tanner advocated for you two to get in. I think we all vetoed it because we're like, yeah, we don't want them to see what we post.
And that was the big thing. It was like, yeah, I don't think Lindsay would like that. Yeah, Manny wouldn't give a damn.
Manny probably not, but
no. Actually, Manny would get really upset
at how often it blows up.
Oh, then I would just silence it like I did the fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, no, I silenced that
fantasy
chat a long
baseball
time ago.
Fantasy football was bad.
Yeah.
And then we had a second chat for a while that didn't include Hunter because we were sending those women pictures back and forth.
I remember that. Well, to be fair, that
I don't
that
know what
chat,
you're talking about.
That chat got established, like
that
during,
was during the Civil War.
That was during the Rift. That was during the Rift. Yeah.
And then I found out that there was a chat that you and I weren't a part of that Hunter was in.
That's because we strictly talked about wrestling.
That's fair. No, I mean, I'm not upset about it.
Everything worked out fine. We're all friends again.
It was a bit.
Yeah. All I know is I woke up one morning and then you were there. I'm like, what's he? And then all of a sudden Shannon was there. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is happening right now?
It actually happened because we had this exact conversation on the show.
Yeah.
We got added to it.
Oh, yeah. You found out there was a chat without you. And you're like, I don't like that.
I think I added Lindsay once and I told Cody to like delete her.
Yeah. He added you. Yeah.
I saw two messages and then bye. I'm like, okay.
And Cody was like, why'd you make me do that? Like, I didn't make you do that. It may not have been Cody.
No, it was Cody.
The weirdest
it was
thing Cody. Is when you get added, like I got added into Nerd News and like I had like 8 messages and I'm like, oh,
I don't know
shit,
what's going
what
on?
Is happening?
Eight
and then
messages,
I like keep scrolling and I'm.
Oh,
no, not you.
The
not
Manny
you.
Daggers.
I'm talking about the and, 8 messages being cute.
Yeah, I know. Back off trying to tell a story. I don't want to super exaggerate. And there's only like 4 compared to 10 people. You know what? Fuck it. I'm done.
No, Mandy. Please.
No, what he was laughing at is how you shut Tanner down.
Tanner kept talking and interrupted my story, so I'm done.
You know what's never been uttered on this show before? Tanner kept talking.
Yeah, I'm usually quiet.
He's always the quiet one.
It's because he hasn't been on it so long. He's got something to say.
I'm so tired.
Usually when I get up in the morning at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., sometimes 7 a.m., 5 a.m., whatever.
200 messages.
200 messages, and I have to scroll through all of them. And I just skip over the ones that are Cody and Hunter talking tech stuff. And Jesse, to be fair, when you guys like talk to radio and tech stuff, I'm like, okay, this is above my pay grade. Skip, skip, skip. O'Reilly jokes. Cool. Here we go. My body is ready. What?
I heard that in a while.
I want to talk for a second about Bill O'Reilly, can we? Because I didn't get to talk about him on Tuesday. Because we had the lovely Ken Murphy on, and as far as I know, Ken Murphy probably watched Bill O'Reilly, so I didn't want to say anything in front of him. You get what I'm saying? He's a Republican. I'm pretty sure. Okay. And then, of course, Wednesday was wrestling, and it made fun of me. Bill O'Reilly was fired from Fox News on Wednesday? No. Yes, it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. Bill O'Reilly was fired from Fox News on Wednesday, and God, I could not be happier. Show of hands, who likes Bill O'Reilly? Raise your hand.
I don't. Let the record show, no hands were raised.
Tanner is struggling.
I'm just going to assume I probably don't like him. I'm not the best with politics and stuff. I'm not going to lie.
Bill O'Reilly, he was the host of the O'Reilly Factor
on Fox News.
He probably sucked then, right?
So. He was the highest rated cable news show in history. He was like a powerhouse juggernaut because those same people that voted in Trump really liked Bill O'Reilly. And Tanner is worried that we were going to do Republican bashing during the story. I'm not going to Republican bash. I think we had a show, I don't know if you listened to it, Tanner, Jesse, about a month or two ago, maybe 3 months ago, where we all agreed we went too far on the Republican bashing. We try to understand people better now. So we're not going to bash Republicans. I have nothing against Republicans. I do hate Bill O'Reilly, though, and I've always hated Bill O'Reilly. My dad used to watch Bill O'Reilly, and my dad was not a Republican. And I would always ask him, how can you watch this garbage?
To be fair, back in the day, Bill O'Reilly was more balanced.
Fair and balanced.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that was their tagline.
Yeah, like...
Used to be Fox.
early Bush 2.
Yeah.
Is when he started.
Bush the sequel.
Yeah.
And to be fair, they claim to be fair and balanced. I don't think they've ever actually.
Well, it was always owned Rupert Murdoch. It's definitely not fair and balanced, but I get what you're saying. Back in the day, I could kind of watch O'Reilly and stomach him, but in the past, since Obama, no.
Back then, he would bash Republicans and Democrats alike.
He changed his story.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Once that money started rolling in from Fox real heavy, he changed his tune quick.
So as happy as I am that Bill O'Reilly got fired, you know what I'm really pissed off about?
What's that?
Why he got fired.
I was going to ask.
Wasn't because of the sexual assault.
Yeah, what's the official reason?
The official reason was because...
Sexual assault allegations.
Yeah.
Fox paid out $13 million to 5 different women over sexual harassment allegations against Bill O'Reilly. Fox did not fire him for that. They paid the money, so they knew what was happening. And that didn't bother them. It was after over 50 advertisers pulled out of the O'Reilly Factor that they finally said, no, we don't agree with what he did. We're going to get him gone. And that's such a fucking disgraceful thing.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are really upset that, you know, he was this sexual predator. And, you know, a lot of people are upset about his actions.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are really happy, like even Fox News, just devout Fox News watchers, like O'Reilly Factor fans, really upset about all that. But they put Trump in office.
I saw on one of the posts on Bill O'Reilly's Facebook, because I went and checked it to see how it was going for him. You know, I worry about Bill. And one of the people on there pointed out, how can you guys support O'Reilly after everything that happened? You call yourself devout Christians and stuff like that, and you're okay with him sexually harassing women. And one of the first replies to that guy was, why don't you and your boyfriend go complain somewhere else?
Boy, he really told him.
He really told that guy. That guy must be a fag, because he doesn't like O'Reilly.
I'm shocked at how much support for O'Reilly I've seen on Facebook and Twitter.
No one should support him.
No,
at all.
And
especially not the president of the United States.
Like, I can't.
Well, I mean, we have the president admitting to it on tape, but nobody really cared.
No, that was just locker room talk. That's how me and Tanner talk all the time about like when we go play basketball and we go to the, you know, locker after, I'm like, man, have you seen Mandy lately? I'd love to. I'm not going to say it.
You just grabbed her right.
Whoa! I grabbed her by the Kennedy.
I'm going to slowly stand up and walk away.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't want to be sitting in between the two of them right now.
I'm good. I'm calm as shit.
She's fine. She's coloring.
Yeah.
Lindsay brought her a custom. That's a custom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I sold another one of your prints today.
Yay. Yeah.
But it was store credit.
That's fine.
So technically, Lonnie owes us a free drink.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Good.
I don't get too offended about things. And I know he's just talking in story.
Yeah, like I...
Calm down, Tanner.
Yeah, seriously, what's wrong with you? You're such a big man.
Why am I the one getting bashed on tonight? I don't get this.
You're
back. Because you haven't been here in a while. We have to have a lot of time to make up for it.
It's like you did a dog.
Yeah, Tanner said, like, let's do a Tanner Thursday tonight. Let's not cuss. That lasted 5 minutes.
Yeah, I broke.
I was about to say Tanner's the one that broke that one.
Like, real quick.
You guys didn't even give me a heads up. So yes, it would have been broken sooner or later.
I didn't know we were doing that.
No, it's fine. Because
Yeah.
if he hadn't said it, one of the first things I was going to say was, like, Tanner, how the fuck you been? Or Tanner, you motherfucker, welcome back. Tanner, you cum guzzling cock vacuum, how have you been?
Cum guzzling cock vacuum.
Is that your new tag name?
Can I remember one of those pencils?
It's been a while since Lindsay heard that one.
I don't associate those words with Tanner.
So. Not that they're associated with Lindsay. No, it's something my cousin Ryan said long time ago. Oh. Cum guzzling cock vacuum.
That's a card on Cards Against Humanity. They're like Pac-Man cum guzzling or something, something, and something.
What the fuck?
That's a card in the game.
Never played Cards Against Humanity. So.
Really?
She said that's a card to end the game.
It is.
When you get the cum guzzling cock vacuum card,
it says someone is cum guzzling or something with those words is there. I'm gonna find it and I'll show you. I'm not making this up.
Never have the words cum guzzling been said on the
show. The card wins like every time.
I don't believe that at all. Not even a little bit.
This is definitely a record for the times that cum guzzling has been uttered on the show.
Stop saying cum guzzling. Can we just stop using those words?
Well, now we have to make sure it's the record, but right. I'm confident that it is.
Can you just like straight face? Are you gonna cum guzzle tonight?
Mandy couldn't even like. She got to the.
She can't. Lindsay got to say
now. Syllable.
No.
No.
Just no.
Cum guzzle.
No.
Cum guzzle.
Why'd you get so country?
That's what I was wondering.
That's the countryfied cum guzzle.
Straight face.
Yeah, she is from Jackson.
No, I'm from Pennsylvania. I live in here, Jackson. Developing that accent.
Yeah, how long
I can't even.
People in Jackson don't sound like that. People in 1940s Alabama didn't sound like that.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know me, man. You don't know my story.
You don't know her life.
You go cum guzzle something right now.
Holy shit.
Oh,
God. Finally, in the dark, the cum guzzling edition. I'm glad.
Please don't put that in the title. Please don't put that in the title.
It's going to say cum guzzling edition. Tanner Calvert's in the store to talk cum guzzling.
There goes my new job.
You just said it like six times. Just so you know.
We don't have any listeners. Shannon's making sure.
I don't
sure
ever
want
to hear Asa complain about you saying Fushnikins anymore. I come on the show and
you can't even say come anymore. Stop. Don't say you come on the show. He said I come on the show. Like, I'm sure you would. And then we just guzzle it.
Please.
Okay, I'm done.
Stop.
I'm done.
Can we change topics, please?
You broke Mandy.
Never mind. I was going to say something. He could turn that one too.
Let's talk. Can we talk about Cloak and Dagger? You're not going to talk about that on Monday or Sunday, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Damn it.
Why would he not talk about that?
I don't know, because were you all as underwhelmed by the trailer as I was?
And as you say Sunday, we're actually going to be recording earlier than normal.
Yeah, because of Austin Lane.
Yep.
Yes.
From Rope to Rope and Pillar to Post, the best of the best, Austin Lane will be on Nerd Up for the first time.
He's going to kick your ass.
Why? I did it right.
I don't care.
Why is he gonna, Austin loves me. I got his bracelet.
That you stole from him.
By the way, I'm pretty sure this is his armband, but it's my wristband.
Do you think I can get the other one without him looking?
He'd probably actually give it to you.
He probably would.
But the question is, what would James Ellsworth give to
him? Oh.
So wouldn't
well,
James
he won't
Ellsworth.
Buy me the Jeep I was trying to get.
So WWE superstar James Ellsworth has the biggest fucking crush on our own Mandy Kennedy, and I'm not joking.
That's
no.
not even
this,
a joke.
This is not a joke.
You want to tell them about the snaps?
Tell them about the snaps.
Well, he has me on Snapchat and Facebook now, so he's constantly talking to me.
Please tell us he has a Snapchat.
What if he listens? I don't want to like out him. What if he listens? What?
Please tell us he hasn't snapped you the little elbow.
Okay. No,
if he listens to this show, he would like. We've made fun of him before for this reason on the show.
Yeah.
So
James Ellsworth is not listening to this show.
Probably not. Well, let's not tell him Mandy's on it because then he might.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's not tag her anymore, guys.
So are you gonna tell him about the snaps or not?
I can. Well, he sent me a snap earlier.
Today?
Yesterday. And it was just like, I'm tired. And it was like a selfie of him. Well, I was looking at this Jeep I really, really, really want. So I sent him a picture of the Jeep. And it just said, want, with like the hearts for the face, like the eyes, like four of them. And so in like the actual chat, he's like, you want me? LOL. And I was like, I really want this Jeep. LOL. And he's like, but you want me? LOL. And I was like, I don't know. I really want this Jeep. And then I had to go back to work. And when I opened it like 4 hours later, he's like, how do you not know? And I was like, I'm just not going to reply to this because now it's weird. I just really want the Jeep.
This motherfucker's thirsty.
He sounds thirsty.
What? He asked me to come to Kentucky really the other quick. Night.
He what?
He asked me to come to Kentucky the other night and was going to pay for my cast. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, you didn't come. And I was like, no, I couldn't. He's like, well, come tonight. And I was like, I can't just up and leave town. He's like, I'll pay your gas. I got you. And I was like, I just can't leave town.
There's a lot of things that we've done on the show.
And I have like all record on like messages and stuff.
Hold on a second, real quick. There's a lot of things that we are proud of on the show. We have met with great success through Podzilla 1985. Yet their greatest success is that WWE superstar James Ellsworth is so thirsty for, for a Dr. K.
Like, Dr. you can ask Lee, like, when he was working with him at the Show Me Center.
Oh, yeah, he was here, Lee and Jason were here last night, and they were talking about
Ellsworth if he needed anything, and his reply was for me to come to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, he messaged Jason, or Lee, one of them, mm-hmm. to ask if they wanted tickets for the show that night, and they said, yeah, he wants to bring you anything. Yeah, can you bring that Manny girl?
Yeah.
God.
He was messaging me, and I was like, I'm just honestly surprised you remember me. Like, you have to meet thousands of, like, people, and you remember me.
That's true.
And his reply was, I always remember a pretty face, and yours is the prettiest face.
Oh, so it was a little smooth.
I was like, damn. I was like, oh, damn.
All right, I'm gonna throw a name out.
Uh-oh.
Just tell me what you think. Amanda Ellsworth.
No.
Okay. Just the name Amanda.
No.
Okay. That's what I thought.
You know better.
I do.
Like, this earned you a slap at the end of the show.
I know. Yeah. I'm aware. But it was worth it.
I can't wait to watch this.
Slap Tanner.
You guys even know my real middle name?
Do what?
You might. My middle name?
Yeah, I know your middle name.
Okay.
May?
No.
Yeah.
What is your middle name? Really wishes it was. Starts with an R.
That's like the most common fucking one.
Oh, I got it.
Thanks.
Richard.
It's not the most.
No.
I would argue that your middle name is not the most common R name.
I feel like it is. I don't mind if my first and middle name go together, but separately, I really hate them both.
Mandy, Amanda, I don't know.
You're like really close right there.
Reed.
No.
Reeves.
No.
Raleigh.
You are going in the right way.
I want to make a guess, but I don't want to say that loud in case Reeves. You don't want it out there.
I mean, we're already there.
Oh, Renee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Renee, where have I heard that name before?
You used to know a Renee.
I did.
Like,
no,
I like,
that's
a
sad story.
Like Amanda
yes,
Renee.
It is a sad story.
Like, I'm
ever
fine
tell
with...
a sad story about Renee?
No.
All right, pull up the chairs, folks. David and Mary Jo, pull up your seats. I'm gonna tell you a story. They like my stories.
Oh God, I hope they're not listening.
They're my favorite right now because my favorite artist is coming out with a comic book.
They're always our favorite.
And I was like, will you please get me this? And they're getting it.
So, I knew a girl named Renee when I was in high school, and me and Renee, we always had a crush on each other. I think it's safe to say, I think. But she always had a boyfriend and I was, lonely. So the two didn't work out. Cause she always had a boyfriend. Cause she was very, very pretty. She still is. So finally, Renee has no boyfriend. I had just broken up with Vina and we're both free to finally date. We've gotten close. When I was with Vina, I was at a party at my friend Chad's house. Renee sat in my lap and it was very cute. She kissed me on the forehead and left. So this has been building up for years. So I get a date with her. We finally agree to go out. But at the same time, I have been talking to this one. To my right, and we decided that we wanted to give it a shot. So I told Renee, because I was trying to decide between the two. Lindsay lived in Pennsylvania. If you want to know how much I care about Lindsay, Renee was like two doors down from me. Lindsay lived in Pennsylvania. I chose Lindsay. So I told Renee, I'm sorry, you know, I'm dating this girl, even though she lived in Pennsylvania still. I was so confident. I said, I'm dating this girl. I can't go out with you. She said, that's fine. You know, we were still friends. So she starts dating this guy immediately after. And like 2 months after they start dating, they go to a concert together. They get hit on the way to that concert. He died. And she was so badly injured that she had to get reconstructive surgery on her face. And I always wondered if I had just gone out with her instead, maybe none of that would have happened. That whole butterfly effect you always hear about, it's real.
I would think that too.
Yeah. And that fucks with me.
Yeah.
Occasionally. You know, I think about that.
Some survivor's rough. Guilt.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And you wonder, well, if I'd done this, could it have been different? Well,
yeah.
Maybe I would have been in that van. Maybe they would have been friends and been like, hey, let's all go together.
Yeah.
You never know.
Or they would have went to a different concert later down the line or something. Yeah, there's plenty of different. I hate those.
So
oh,
I
God.
Just derailed
those
the show. Because everybody was laughing about James Ellsworth, and here comes the Shannon depression bust.
I think everybody had a story like that, though.
Yeah.
Well, what's yours?
July of 2007, July 6th, 2007, I was supposed to go to a birthday party for a friend from school. I was going into my senior year in high school, and I decided instead to go to Kentucky Lake with my family for 4th of July weekend. And I came home on the 5th, or on the 6th, and just decided to stay home instead of going to this party. And that night, my best friend died in a car accident because he was so drunk.
Hmm.
And I don't know how many times, like, I'd be at a party and I'd drive him home because he'd be too drunk to drive. And, like, there's a lot of guilt there because I wasn't there, and I would have driven him home.
Who was it?
Jake Peekard.
I didn't know him. Mandy, what's yours? This is a fun topic.
Right?
Who did you kill?
Tell us about the time that you almost dated a WWE superstar, but...
Yeah.
Then he listened to the show and you earned a special place in the note.
What if he grew his beard out so it could cover that chin?
What chin?
What chin?
Damn it, that's the joke. Jesse. That's the joke.
It would give him a chin. It would give him the illusion of having one.
Yeah, like my chin strap, my beard gives me the illusion of having a jawline. It's my favorite illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Probably not.
Wait, which one? The illusion or your story?
What's your story when you killed someone?
Oh,
who'd you kill?
I don't know. The one I can, like, only really think of, and it's not even, like, if I had went there. It was more of, like, not going somewhere. Like, my really good friend, Jared, he bartended a lot at Lodo, back when it was Lodo. But I was going through a rough time where I had Mike every day and stuff, so I could never go out to visit him. And, like, even though I saw him every day when he'd visit me at the gas station, he's like, come visit me tonight. And I was like, I'll try. But, like, I was super busy with two jobs in school and Mike. And then, like, he died in a car wreck one night. And I was like, I literally just saw him yesterday and I just felt bad that, like, I never got to go visit him and whatnot. So.
What about you, Jesse?
I guess.
Who'd you kill?
I really don't have one. I only have, like, people my age that, like, friends that I know that have died. I've had two friends die from cancer. I haven't had, like, yeah, no drunk driving accidents, no accidents of any kind. Like, it just, yeah, like, two friends died of cancer. Nothing I could have done about that.
Yeah, your story checks out. By the way, Ethan is dressing up like Jack from Jack and Daxter back there. That is right, Ethan? Is Jack from Jack and Daxter?
Almost.
Lindsay, who'd you kill?
I haven't killed anyone.
I feel like there's going to be a story later I'm going to think about. Like, oh, shit.
As she's driving home, tears are going to form in her eyes. Then she's just going to go, but there was my friend. What happened?
I mean, seriously, there wasn't any.
No, but you have an interesting story about where you were at about someone dying.
You talking about Seth?
Which one was Seth?
The one that was, like, literally a half a mile down the road from my house.
No, I was talking about the girl that was kidnapped and murdered, and that's why you can't have Halloween anymore.
Oh, well, you already told that story.
Yeah, but I have a bad memory.
You've told that story before.
Oh, the guy that killed the people on Facebook Live killed himself near her.
Right near my college?
Yeah.
That's weird. Fuck that guy. Ooh.
Some people say that it wasn't real.
Huh.
I've heard that.
Have you seen the video?
No.
Of the killing? Tanner, have you?
You're
the one that showed it to me?
I didn't show it to you. You just looked it up on your own.
Yeah.
I told you I accidentally watched it because I didn't know what it was. And I said, oh, well, that happened.
I will not watch it.
Oh,
you don't
yeah,
see
refuse.
Nothing. You don't see anything.
I don't care. I'm still
in fact,
not
when
watch
he falls
it.
Down, the bag is like magically over his face. Yeah. So I could see why some idiot would go.
Oh, that was obviously faked.
Yeah. Just like the Connecticut shootings and, you know, the Holocaust.
Oh, God. And apparently the Red Square.
The Holocaust centers.
What? When I was in Russia, our tour guide, whenever we were going through just various places in Moscow, we visited the Red Square. And our tour guide told us, you know, despite what you'll read in history books and brochures, no blood was ever shed in Red Square. For those of you out there that don't know, public executions were held. Ooh, I can't talk at all tonight. Public executions were held in Red Square. Like, it's a known fact.
Why do they call it Red Square?
All the blood.
Because it's red.
The blood of their enemies.
It's actually made of bricks.
Yeah, it really is. I'm pretty sure
that was just the most unfortunate thing they could have called something that would be tied to executions.
Pretty much.
Oh, by the way, breaking news. China puts bombers on alert because of North Korea.
They got Bomber Man?
I moved.
I love that game.
They got Batman.
Oh my God! Shut the fuck up.
You're the one that made me watch
that's
that
the
shit.
Dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that I mean, is
a, that is. You know what?
Of that all, is of all things
of all the things that I think I've ever seen. I truly believe that may be just the most void of any kind of intelligible humor or entertainment ever. That is like that. That is the equivalent of a cum guzzling cock vacuum, except the cum is entertainment, and it sucks the entertainment right out of you.
So, rewinding for a second.
Good.
Apparently the name Red Square neither originates from the pigment of the surrounding bricks, nor from the link between the color red and communism or the executions. What the actual, origin, the word, Krasnaya means both red and beautiful, and it was applied to the small area between St. Basil's Cathedral and the Spassky Tower of the Kremlin. So that's why it's called the Red Square.
It's that simple.
That's because boring.
Apparently it shares a word with beautiful in Russian.
Huh.
So it's also the beautiful square.
Beautiful death.
Jesse, have you ever seen Batman and Spider-Man?
Batman and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the dumbest fucking thing you've
it
ever
really
seen?
It really is.
It's horrible. I think Allie laughed at it and I almost slapped her. But I didn't because then I'd have to beat the shit out of myself.
Because it's actually like a horrible thing. It became a really popular web series somehow.
Apparently they had a Kickstarter for season 3 and it hit its Kickstarter goal.
I remember watching it when it first came out in like a couple of episodes and just like, this is so dumb.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's stuff
Batman.
Like that. Batman. Hello, pumpkin. Can I talk Batman?
This is how this got brought up today. I walk in the front of the front door and I look and I'm like, that is the derpiest looking Batman I've ever seen in my life. And I go, that's not Batman. That's Batman.
That's Batman.
Like, what the fuck are you saying right now?
Batman.
And he had to show me the video. I got like 30 seconds in. I'm like, you got to turn that shit off.
Mandy, have you seen Batman Spider-Man?
No, I don't want to.
Don't you have seen Batman Spider-Man?
Yes. I remember Stephanie talking about it.
Did Stephanie like it?
Uh-huh.
Stephanie White.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Stephanie no.
That uppity little.
Steph who no.
Easy.
I love Stephanie, but my God.
I hate when people do that shit so much.
Wait.
It's dumb.
I showed her a picture of Batman and Spider-Man.
Dumb. Dirt. Except Sanic.
You have to see the video. No, you have to see the video because it's not just the way they look. It's the whole dialogue of just.
I'm sure she gets the general idea.
Yeah.
I found
your sandwich.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That just doesn't even sound funny. Yeah, the other one I like
it's
is
not funny.
The Sonic one. Where Tails is called Arms, and he tries and flies.
Oh, yeah.
His arms, like, break.
I have not seen that one.
That's Sanic the only the one Hedgehog. I like. And then Knuckles, and that's the only one of those, like, dumb versions I like, because it's
what was that site
funny.
That used to have all the Flash cartoons? That used to
Which
to...
one?
It was, like, Newgrounds?
Newgrounds was definitely
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Newgrounds was the one I always remember.
And there was E-Bomb's World that kind of just, World. Like, grabbed everything from everywhere else and brought it together.
Do those still exist?
Yeah.
And no, I'll tell you
Yeah, Newgrounds, actually, the theme for Nerd Up. Was pulled from Newgrounds' royalty-free music section.
Oh, shout out to Newgrounds.
Yeah.
I have not been there since like 2002.
I hadn't been there in a while either. I was just Googling like royalty-free music and Newgrounds popped up and I was like, that's still a thing?
Right.
Crap, there's a lot of great music here.
That's like seeing people on MySpace. Like, do you have MySpace? I mean, no, this is 2017.
Do you have a MySpace? Probably still.
Do I look like I'm in an indie band?
I know I still have a MySpace set up because I've Googled it. And it's still there.
Yeah, mine's still there.
It just hasn't been touched.
And
they pulled all my pictures and stuff.
My profile picture is still there.
Really?
From when I was a kid. And I say kid, like when I was a sophomore in high school.
Do you look at past Jesse and go, oh, if you only knew.
Yes.
The things that would happen to you someday, young man.
You just look like, I want to warn you.
My senior prom
you poor soul.
My senior prom picture is the profile picture of my MySpace. And I look at that and I just like, what happened? No, it was my junior prom.
Yeah. If I wish I could just go back in time and beat the shit out of myself. I wouldn't even say anything to him.
I want
to
go back and just beat myself again.
Smack the crap out of him.
Hopefully he doesn't recognize me, but he sees me walking up and he goes, what's this giant man with the beard and long hair doing? I just beat the crap out of him. I say, this is for the next like 20 years, you jackass.
I always hated when like certain people like, I'm not in your top 8 friends on MySpace. I'm like, ugh. I mean, stab
yeah,
you.
I completely forgot that you
matter.
Could customize who was
I don't even think I had
friends.
A top 8 friends. Yeah. There was Tom. There was that chick that said I had the one night stand with her. Get it? This was always something.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I always did those surveys or like the questionnaire thing for you to fill out.
Well, that's how they got me on OkCupid. Is they were like, take quizzes, find out things. And I do that now on Facebook with those stupid, like, which superhero are you?
No,
take the
those.
Quiz. You know what the quiz is?
Yeah.
Log in.
Yeah. These were like, you would just like copy and paste. It'd be like questions. It'd be like, when was this? Or what's your favorite this? And
people still try to do that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Clean copy and paste.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I hate
those. Those were cool when you put them on like the bulletin board on MySpace.
But you can always tell, like, I'm pretty sure most of those was written by like teenage boys because it always starts, you have a crush, you ever had a kiss?
Yeah.
And what's your first animal? And about 10 questions is like, what color panties are you wearing? What's your favorite bra?
Oh. I haven't seen those.
Well, you're not a part of that one.
Oh.
Yeah. I was at my brother's house having dinner last night and him and his fiancés were sitting there looking at their phone. And apparently one of her friends has got a new boyfriend in Georgia. Like, she doesn't know his last name yet. He doesn't have Facebook, but he has Twitter. And my brother is just going batshit crazy. He's like, who the fuck doesn't have Facebook, but has Twitter?
My little brother.
I about to say, there's a lot of people.
Last name yet.
That was the question.
I talked to a guy in Australia and I know his last name.
That was a weird noise. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, why are you worried about the fact that he doesn't have Facebook? You need to worry about the fact she doesn't know his last name.
Mm-hmm. Of the Southern Isles.
Do they like talk on the phone or video?
No,
chat
like she
or
had
anything?
A picture with him. Like she's taking a picture side by side with him.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking this is like a backwards catfish. I don't know how this is happening.
A backwards catfish. That sounds like something you would only see in Georgia.
So like somehow just swims backwards.
and he jumps out of the water and goes, hey y'all.
Then he hits the gong.
Yep. He goes, Tanner.
Oh, fuck.
Welcome back.
Love
this
you, Tanner.
This will be the last time Tanner's on the show for a while. For reasons just like this. We haven't made any Mountain Men jokes in so long.
That's true.
Yeah.
At least we're not hitting you with the Mountain Men.
Well, it's because he looks
Tanner. I don't give a fuck anymore.
No, Tanner looks smooth. He's got his hair tied back. He's got a nice beard. He's all dressed nice. Tanner always cleaned up well. Like when we did the anniversary show and we all came in our suits and stuff, Tanner cleaned up so well. Nice looking young man is what you are. And that's what my mom always said too. So if you don't trust me, trust her. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Better than me. I just imagine I look like the biggest sleaze artist nowadays. My hair is long. I've got the beard going. I don't wear sleeves generally.
Tanner just pulled like the sexy librarian.
He really did.
He undid the ponytail and just started shaking his hair around.
And
like,
he has that nice just like windswept back hair. So I'm about to do some guzzling right now. Hit pause.
Shannon can't contain himself.
I'm thirsty. Tanner, can you quench my thirst?
But no, Shannon does look like he's going for that like 90s grunge star right now.
Well, I think I told Billy when we went to Perryville. I think
last Friday.
No, it was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. I told Jesse, I said, you know, I'd really like to dress up nice. I'd like to wear suits. I'd like to wear a tie. I'd like to have short hair and clean shaven, but I don't look right. My best look is grungy, sleazy, 90s grunge or like 70s sleaze. That's my two best.
And see, I feel like you could do the other looks if you wanted to. It just, you do it so rarely that you don't think it looks right.
And image in my head versus reality is very different.
Right. And it's kind of like, all right, so you remember when you were a kid back before everybody had contacts and you had friends that were everybody was suddenly getting contacts and they looked so weird without their glasses.
Yeah.
But in time you got used to it and it was cool. I feel like that would be you and dressing up nice.
That's a reverse Lindsay.
Well, I mean, he used to dress up nice all the time.
Yeah, what happened? What happened to me?
I don't remember.
You decided you hated all the clothes and you didn't want to buy new ones.
I decided that I hated everything. Like, the whole reason I grew my hair out originally and all that was because I got depressed when I was a teenager because my uncle passed away and I was really close to him. So I just stopped caring. I wore all black. It wasn't a goth phase because I wasn't gothic. I wasn't emo.
He was a loner.
Was. I liked black. You know, I just didn't feel like wearing color anymore. And they just kind of stuck with me. And yeah, I'd love to dress up nice, but it's like that Johnny Cash song, you know, Man in Black. Until the world is brighter, I'm the man in black. It's a terrible Johnny Cash.
So here's the thing. Like he went with me to JCPenney's one day because I had to pick up some clothes. And he was talking about not having a place where he can find clothes that fits him right. I'm like, well, let me show you some things because JCPenney is just the greatest place for guys our size.
No, it's not. Because
yes,
you
it
say
is.
Guys our size. We're all, me, you, and Jesse are big guys, but we're all big in different ways.
Yeah.
And big for one is not big for another. And like Jesse said, you go to a big and tall shop, Jesse, what do you find?
You find something for Slender Man or you find something for Louie. Those are the two.
It's never both.
Here's the great thing.
Both.
Okay. I can Holy wear shit. A 4X. Okay.
Well, so can Mandy. To be fair.
If she can. Well, no, actually, I don't. I think
three times.
I think that her shoulders would fall through the head. I don't. She'd have to
just go right down.
She'd have to poke her head through like the sleeve. She'd have a turtleneck T-shirt with a weird armholes. Just wrap it around her.
That's not happening.
She could like tuck into it.
If any of you were about to be like, "So we're gonna try this?" It's a no. Right now, one guy.
I was definitely about to do it because I got a brand new one at home. I never got to wear from ACL.
You would look no different than most of my friends in the 90s when they tried to be the hip hop style. And everybody, like a guy Mandy size wearing the 3X and it's barely hanging on to him. He's wearing the jersey dress, you know.
The skirzy.
Yeah. But no, I can't find clothes. Like, I am the weirdest body type. I am so weird.
It's because you're very broad to the shoulders and have thick arms. And so everything else makes you feel like you're wearing a tent.
I do. I have big, big arms. I have big shoulders. I have a big chest. And every time I wear stuff, it like hangs over. And I mean, you guys know this. You know the struggle. It hangs over. It makes you look like you're gigantic.
Yeah.
But the opposite is you're not quite in shape enough to wear things tight.
Yes.
So you're trying to find that middle ground of.
And it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
You either look like a. Tailoring.
Look at Oysters That's Rockefeller even- over here. Tailoring
That's
money.
Even more money.
Cause yeah, like it's been, plus yeah, you already if you're gonna get a shirt tailored, you're gonna want to buy an expensive one. You're not gonna want to get some like you know
JCPenney, Logan's Bay or whatever it's called. That's a thing, right?
Or you go to Walmart and buy some what is it, a George?
I think that's great.
I think that's George. The brand. So you buy yourself a George button-up T-shirt. You're not gonna take that to get tailored.
No,
they would just look at you and be like. No.
So yeah, you're gonna spend like $60 on a shirt and $40 on tailoring. That's $100 for a T-shirt.
Just for a T-shirt.
I don't think it's gonna be a T-shirt.
No, it won't be. I was just doing the Macklemore thing. I couldn't.
Yeah, it's much easier just to buy something sleeveless, look dangerous, and you know, women seem to like it.
We
Not
just
all women.
Photoshop a tux on you.
I have
pictures.
A tux. I have a sports.
You have a suit.
I have a suit.
Here's the thing: like, you could wear the full suit. Like, you wear the jacket and you wear like a wife beater underneath it.
I do. I look like I'm going to the club.
Yeah.
An 80s club guy.
Like, you could easily put like a dress shirt underneath that and it'd be a full suit and then you'd probably look really good in it.
Yeah, but I want to look thin. Like, that's what I've always wanted to look. I want to look like Stephen Bright.
Suits are supposed to be slimming.
Not that slimming. Goddamn Hall of Mirrors ain't that slimming.
Look, if, listen.
Don't you want to wear like the stripes down and that like makes you look thinner or something?
The
like
pinstripe.
That?
There aren't enough pinstripes for that.
Damn.
If they can make Babe Ruth look smaller because of pinstripes, they can do it to you.
No.
Yeah. You just need to find whatever tailor Donald Trump has.
Oh. No.
Because that man somehow, like, he is one of the most out of shape people I see on TV.
He likes his ties extra long.
We just need to have Tim Gunn give him a makeover.
Who?
Aww.
I don't know if you're being serious.
Wow, Jesse. You better go sit in the corner, man.
You better get on that island with Lee.
Different reasons. But I know you've watched the show I'm thinking of.
Probably.
What the hell do you mean different reasons, you son of a bitch? What do you watch?
What show you do you watch? Do you watch with Tim Gunn on it?
Lindsay, same time. Ready, 3, 2, 1.
Project Runway.
Jesse?
Huh?
You want to name the show? What show do you watch him on?
Under the Gun.
I don't.
No.
I know who Tim Gunn is, but yeah. I don't watch any show with
like,
him on
it. Like,
this
is the only reason I know who he is.
What's your reason?
He's Barney Stinson's personal private tailor.
Oh, and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. He appears twice.
I think three times.
Three times? Okay.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
But it's like three of the best episodes of the show, the series. When Marshall gets his, no, waiting for Marshall's first suit.
Cause yeah, Marshall gets a suit from the back of a vet. And, I remember Marshall saying, like, I can't afford this suit, but then he puts it on, like, oh.
You can't afford not to have that suit. That's how I felt about the suit I got from JCPenney, the one suit I have.
It's completely affordable, and he shows up with like a $4,000 bill. I can't afford this. Well, I guess you gotta come work for me.
Yeah, that was right.
I'd love to look nice in a suit. That's my dream, is to someday look nice in a suit.
You need to go to the men's warehouse.
If you think you look good with your coat and the wife beater on, put a dress
I don't.
Shirt.
I know I don't.
You do.
I look. I mean, yeah. If I'm gonna go snort some coke off some stripper's ass.
Okay. Well, put on a dress shirt underneath it. It's not gonna look any different.
It'll look a little different.
It'll look a little different.
Not that much. I promise.
The only way I can look like I'm not just the biggest guy in the world is to wear less. The less clothing I wear to show off the form of the body, the better I feel. This vest is huge.
I used to feel the exact same way until I started working at the funeral home and started, was forced to wear a suit. And I love wearing suits. Like, if I could afford it, I'd have my own. I really fucked up at my wedding because apparently, after I got 5 tux fittings for my wedding, I got my tux for free. And they tell me after I've already been fitted and ordered it for free that I could have got my own suit personally tailored to me to keep forever.
Oh. Yeah,
that's actually like
a $500 suit. I was pissed.
Pro tip out there for guys.
Yes.
It is way cheaper, for the groom and his groomsmen to get suits made and bulk. Like I say bulk. Like if you do a big order, like all of you order your suits from the same place, you will get a better price on it. You will end up paying like maybe $20 to $50 more than you would for a tuxedo rental, but you will have that suit forever. I say forever. You'll have that suit.
Until you gain or lose weight.
Yes. Then you get it tailored.
And I'm hoping to do the latter. I want to lose weight. Tanner, you worked at a funeral home.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
You ever banged the dead bodies?
I did not.
All right, Frank.
Shannon doesn't know what to do after that joke.
I was like, yeah, that was the
derailer. I feel like this is a very off-color night.
I was trying to think of a way to, I was trying to think of a way to put in like the cannibal bit in there, but from that episode, It's Always Sunny.
I personally, when I die, I really don't care what I'm wearing or how I'm buried. Why would I care? I'm dead. People make such a big deal. What is it? They say the funerals are for the living, not for the dead.
Yeah.
Because when you're dead, you don't give a shit what happens to you. It's just a body.
I'm an asshole, though.
Because they want you to look nice as you go.
I didn't look nice as I lived. Why change?
Let me tell you. Can change you for you and then be like, fuck you, Shannon. You will look nice.
He looks like an angel. Like a little dead angel.
For 4 years, I worked at this funeral home. Let me tell you right now, the hardest thing to do is put an actual suit on a dead body.
Ew, which is why you cut the back open.
Exactly, but it's still a pain in the ass.
That's gross.
But I'm an asshole, though, because like, I've already got a lot of my stuff set up for when I go. To take me to where I'm probably going to be buried, you have to walk up a steep incline for like 200 yards, and they got to carry me the entire way.
Damn. I saw this thing can put ashes in like a pot thing, and then you can plant that, and it becomes a tree.
That's what Bob wants to do.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Bob has it in his head that's the afterlife, is that you're dead, you're gone, but you can create something else that has nothing to do with you. Bob does not have a very optimistic outlook on what happens when you die. And I've been struggling with that a lot lately, the question of what happens when you die. And I've been researching it because I feel like I'm dying soon. And I know it's irrational. I'm probably not. Close enough. But I just want some peace of mind about what's going to happen when I go, because I'm going to go eventually. Guys, I'm 34.
That's young.
That's, well, not in 1820.
It's true.
Luckily, you're not in 1820.
Right.
We live on all the medical marvels.
That we just can't afford.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. This could save your life. Well, how much is it? Well, you probably can't afford it.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's what Daddy always said. Yeah, that's why I watch all the ghost stuff. You know, I want to know that there's something there when you die, that it's not just nothing.
Speaking of.
Because I can't do religion. I'll say it right now. The lady friend wants me to get religious and her family wants me to get religious. I can't. I can't fake it. I can't say, yes, I believe I'm a Christian. I just can't because I don't believe it. I don't believe in everything that they say. And Tanner, I know you are Christian and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying like, I'm not going to fake it and go, yeah. There's a heaven, and I'm shaking.
You haven't had a defining moment to bring you to that. I mean,
do I have to build up my SmackDown meter?
No. It's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Basically,
sure.
A lot of people talk about, you know, just kind of the fake it till you make it is a real thing with the Christian religion.
Not with me, because I feel like if there is a God, He's gonna know I'm gonna get to heaven or hell or wherever it is, and He's gonna go, so a lot of lip service. And I'll be like, yeah, but if I do it this way and I go there and he goes, you didn't believe in me. I would go, but I was honest. That counts for something, right?
No.
Dude, you owe me.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things, like, cause I know what Tanner talks about. A lot of people that I knew back when I was into the whole Christian thing, like,
cause you were into it big time.
I was into it real deep. And people would have, you know, these moments where they just feel like overcome with the Holy Spirit.
The
epiphany. They'll have like that defining moment that really defines their Christian faith. And I never really had one of those moments. And like I said, I was deep into it, did it for years. And I wholeheartedly believed it. It wasn't like I was faking it or anything. Like I just figured, you know, I didn't have, my moment was yet to come.
Yeah. And it could still.
I guess it could.
Yeah, you never know. But the sad thing about it is a lot of the people that I know, not all of them, I would never say that like all Christians are liars or whatnot, because they're not, you know, there's good and bad with all people, but I know a handful of Christians who are super Christian. Who are a hardcore Christian, who completely go against all their beliefs on a daily basis, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like that doesn't register to them. I know one that bragged about having a three-way.
Yeah.
As a Christian. And I remember thinking, you piece of shit. I know I do terrible things, but I also don't claim to be in God's circle. I'm not in God's top eight.
Yeah, but just to, like, to say you're Christian, like, and to be saved doesn't mean that you're without sin.
Yeah, but isn't there's something to be said about sinning and knowing you did and wanting forgiveness versus doing it and just going, I'm good.
That depends.
I'll be covered in the end.
That depends. Are you Catholic or not?
I am. I'm Irish Catholic.
You are, yeah.
Yeah.
No, though, well, in fairness, even with Catholic, the whole thing with confession and everything, because I used to be a Catholic.
Same.
That whole thing was you had to be truly remorseful in order to actually be forgiven. The priest can say you're absolved of your sins after confession only once, but he is working on the assumption that you are truly remorseful for what you've done. If you aren't, then you're still...
This isn't like a horror movie where the guy's lifting a curse off of you.
Right. No, yeah. That's not what this is at all.
Now, the good thing about me is if I ever do decide to be Catholic, because I've been thinking about it lately, I think maybe Catholicism is where it's at. Because being an Irishman, that's just in our blood, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's all jokes, but I am remorseful for the things that I've done. I truly am. Like the bad things I've done, I really am sorry for it.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, it's not the Christian faith demonizes a lot of things that I don't think should be demonized.
Sex in the butt,
sex before marriage.
Oh yeah,
that's like right. I mean that's also a lot of the Christians talk about, like, you know, marijuana being legal. Since it's 4:20, we can talk about that. I guess.
So we got about 10 minutes left. Sure. This show is just blown by.
I hate it strictly because of the smell.
Weed? Yeah. You never smoked the skunk.
I've never.
No, like, I mean,
the smell makes me sick.
I will say I've never smoked weed. I don't have anything against it, but there is not all weed smells like skunk.
Nope.
I have never smelled some that didn't.
That's because around here it's people buying the really, really cheap shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's all they can afford. Like trash.
Because this is the thing about skunk. Skunk is super cheap, and the stronger it smells, the better it is. Says my little brother. This is not Jesse Kimball. I don't know if this is confirmed. My little brother's a huge pothead.
Well, I mean, we know a pothead. We got one on call.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. And he was actually having a conversation with another guy we know who may or not be a little blue, if you know what I'm saying, about the best weed to get for pain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Medicinal reasons. I'm all for medicinal marijuana. I really am. I'm for legalizing marijuana anyway.
I mean, I am too.
And I hate marijuana. Like, I hate drugs completely. I'm straight edge to a fault now. There was a time period where I drank, but that was out of depression, so that doesn't count.
Despite what the government would have you believe,
kind of drinking.
Marijuana is very different from heroin, crack, cocaine.
Like, you telling me Reefer Madness wasn't on the up and up?
But yeah, no, that's... I don't have anything against marijuana. I'm all for the legalization of it. Honestly, the only reason I've never tried it is because everywhere I've worked does random drug testing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose my job.
It doesn't appeal to me. Chemically, changing the chemicals inside of me to make me feel better is the same. Part of the reason I don't drink too. I don't like it. I don't even like taking Advil. Lindsay knows. I don't even like taking Tylenol when I'm in pain. Yeah. I'd rather just suffer through the pain.
Until you get to the point you know you're not going to go to sleep and then you finally take something.
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite too because I say that and I haven't lately, but I used to pop sleeping pills every night just to fall asleep. So, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with marijuana. It's just not for me.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But I wish they would legalize it. It's silly not to. In a country that makes money off of cigarettes, you don't legalize marijuana. That is the stupidest thing.
Let's get drunk and fuck that shit up.
Like, to be fair, if
let's bring back prohibition.
If we legalize marijuana, the private prisons would lose so much money.
That's half their inmates.
Yeah, probably.
That's not half their inmates. That's more.
I mean, I would say at least.
Yeah.
Because mandatory minimum sentencing is insane. And yeah, no, I think that's.
I saw this thing today about Jake, I think it was Jake, one of me and Hunter's friends. I say friends. He's an acquaintance. He's a good guy though. But I saw him post something about like the three girls from an Auburn baseball team. I think they're college students. I'm pretty sure they're college students. They got busted for marijuana at their residence and now they've been kicked off the team and everyone. And I saw people saying like, oh, well, I won't support this baseball team anymore and stuff like that. And I think, really? Just because they were on pot? What if they got caught drunk driving? Like, what if they got caught, you know, with a DUI? Isn't that like Americana? The sports team getting drunk and, you know, carrying on like jackasses. Like, yeah. We celebrate that lifestyle.
Yeah.
But because they got caught smoking weed at their residence, that's a little ridiculous. If I got the story wrong, I'm sorry, but the point remains that marijuana is looked down upon so badly, but like getting drunk and actually maybe hurting someone.
Did they go to jail?
No, they got arrested for it, but I think it's community service and a $6,000 fine.
Oh. Because I mean, then I was going to backtrack to the asshole fucking college athlete that raped the girl and barely
Brock
served
Turner.
Any. Yeah. Fucking.
Well, he was a great swimmer, though.
And then didn't but these girls that. Got, you yeah. know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And you didn't want to ruin his life over what? It's a little fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
what
sorry,
does dad say? It's like 5 minutes of fun shouldn't ruin his life
yeah,
forever.
Yeah. Like, fuck you. They're 5 minutes of relaxing. Fuck that guy. God,
yeah, no.
That was a hard show to do.
Uh huh.
Ace's anger was only matched by Allie's crying. My God.
Yeah, no, that was
fuck
the whole situation was just completely fucked up.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck you, Brock Turner.
Yeah.
Fucking ass fuck.
You piece of shit.
I think I asked this on the Tuesday show. I'm going to ask it to you, Jesse, because I'm curious of your thoughts.
Sure.
The guy that got dragged off United Airlines.
Uh-huh.
It came out that he was kind of a douchebag too.
Right.
If it was Brock Turner that had been on that plane and got pulled off that way, would there have been an outrage? Would you have been outraged? That's a hard question to answer, isn't it?
It really is.
Because you want to say yes because you want to go, no, what they did to anybody was wrong. But at the same time, you're like, but that dude's a real piece of shit.
Yep.
And he deserves all the bad things in life that happened to him.
Yep.
It's one of those things, like, I probably would have been like, I'm trying to think of how to phrase it. Because I feel like I would have been happy that it happened, but it's kind of like whenever the Nazi got punched.
Yeah, Richard Spencer.
I was like, you know, I liked the fact that he got punched, but it shouldn't have happened.
But you recognize that it was wrong.
Yeah. So this probably would have been the same thing with United, and I still would have wanted United to, you know, face whatever consequences for doing it. Obviously, with Brock Turner, I doubt there would have been as much of an outcry, that it would have been as much of a PR nightmare as it was with this guy. Because this guy, like, from what I understand, he did some shady stuff.
Back in, like, 2005, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. He lost his medical license. Cause, I mean,
right.
He was trading drugs for sex. Yeah.
And he had been punished and all this other stuff versus, you know, Brock Turner, who got let off almost effectively scot-free.
Yeah.
And that's still recent. That guy's shit is like forever in the past.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, this guy paid for his crimes. And yeah, like I don't like what United's trying to do, try to spin it. Make the PR a little bit better. It's dumb.
It's not what they did to him. It's what he did 7 years ago. That's the real crime here. Tanner, we got to go.
Yeah.
You're looking at your watch.
No.
Time to get home.
Yeah, I know. I got a baby waiting on me.
Yeah, you do.
We got a long ass weekend waiting on us.
Yes, we do. And speaking of that, let's give a final plug here. Tanner, thanks for being on tonight. It was good to have you back.
Yeah, felt good to be back.
Does it, or are you just saying that?
No, I literally felt good to be back.
Hopefully more. Again, guys, if you're going to be at Cape Comic Con this weekend, and please go, because it's going to be a fantastic event, ran by our good friend Ken Murphy, Amanda Rhodes, Brian Rhodes, those guys, everyone over there is solid. Then you got the Cape Super Show, CCW on Saturday. You got Girl Fight on Friday, run by Jason and Ken and Lee, and it's just going to be just the best weekend. Please come see us, Gaming Grounds, myself and Billy on Friday, myself and I believe Allie on Saturday, and then maybe me and Tanner on Sunday.
Depending.
Possibly. And Ethan's going to be there too at some point, I'm fairly sure. He's playing a really cool game right now, and I want to play it too. Mm-hmm. Visit Lindsay at Sly Ducky Creations. She's going to be right next to Gaming Grounds.
Yay!
And she's going to have some of her fantastic art and prints and keychains and buttons, and you do just about everything.
And Podzilla cards.
Podzilla
I'll
have to cards.
I wear my shirt all weekend.
What? Is that the thing you, the surprise?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is. Last time I was on a Thursday show and someone surprised me at the end.
That turned out really well, thank you.
So we're still going, baby.
Hold up, what?
The GoFundMe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Keep up.
fuck you.
So See Lindsay at Sly Ducky Creations. See me at Gaming Grounds. And then Jesse Kimball, you and Pat Kennedy are running the whole tournament all weekend long.
If you think that you are a superstar at Mortal Kombat, Super Smash Bros. Melee, or Smash 4 for the Wii U, prove it this weekend at Cape Comic Con. We're doing Mortal Kombat on Friday night. Registration starts at 4. Then we've got Melee on Saturday, and Smash 4 is a doubles tournament on Sunday.
He's going to get Mahoney'd so hard on Friday.
Mahoney did ask about it, but then when I told him Jesse was running it, he backed down real quick. So hopefully you will be spared of the Mahoney.
I'm sure he'll still be there.
Oh, no doubt.
But he probably will try to talk to Pat or something.
Oh, Pat doesn't like him either.
No,
at all.
I don't know anybody that likes him.
Somebody does?
That I don't dislike him. I really, no, I don't like him bugging me all the time.
I just hope he doesn't try to hang out by our table.
I hope so. And that's the only thing I don't like about Dave is I don't like him hanging out constantly at the table. He's actually not that bad of a person. He's annoying, but he's never done or said anything like Nate. He's never said anything stupid, really. He's just kind of stupid.
Why'd you bring Nate up? Do you want to talk about Mahoney?
Birds of a feather.
Yeah. Unrelated.
Birds of a feather fuck up together. All right. Trash birds. All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Tanner was here and we were really appreciative of that. For myself, Tanner, Lindsay, Mandy, and Jesse, we'll be back on Sunday. Are you posting it Sunday still or are you posting it early?
I'll probably post it early.
Okay. So this weekend, special edition of Nerd Up. And then we'll start it again with Mr. 105 Star Man on Tuesday. Thanks guys for listening. Have a great weekend. Come see us at Cape Comic Con. We're out. Tanner.
Say bye.
Bye.